Thank you for everyone for joining. I'm going to, this is, Janine Roan. I'm, chairing the KPFK fundraising committee. And this is November 7th, 2022, Monday. And, we're starting our meeting at 7:46. We just got quorum and I will go ahead and, do the roll call. Hold on just a moment. So we have Sue Cohen Johnson, Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Thank you. Michael Heiss.
Here.
Thank you. Rob Macon. Michael Novick.
Present.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes. I think he came in for a minute. I see him on the call, but he's muted.
I'm unmuted. I'm present. Presented.
Okay. Thank you, Lawrence. And Janine Roan, that's myself. We also, I want to acknowledge others that have joined us that would like their attendance noted for future membership. And that would be Ruth Strauss is with us. And we have Stephen Cohen, which I'm not sure he is seeking membership. He just sort of likes to listen in on us, what we're up to. I see a number 0222. Is that someone that would like to have us acknowledge their presence for future? Future attendance?
This is Jonathan Markowitz. I don't know if I'm that number or not.
Okay. Well, actually, you're not. Okay. You're here as caller number one. Call-in user number one. So that number with 0222, if you'd like to be acknowledged, go ahead and unmute and let us know. If not, I'll just figure you're listening in. And then, King Riley is here with us. And,
Michael Heiss.
I don't know whether, King will be seeking, membership. King, is that your intention?
Well, I better not become a member because I may not be present every time, and that might make it harder to reach quorum, possibly. But if I happen to be here three or more times and you need someone for quorum, I could change over.
Yeah, you know what? That's very that's actually very smart that you bring that up, because we did not have quorum in June, July, or August this summer. So, and it was because of this. We had, you know, a lot of people at the beginning of the year, and then it sort of fell off. So I appreciate you saying that. We have Mary Catherine, who is, she has a show. She's one of the programmers. This is her first time. So she and I had a conversation today where I kind of wrangled her in to possibly help with the auction. We've got Angelina Carrasco. Did I say it? You're muted, but
Excuse me, Janine. Bella, I heard you call out my name before.
Who is this?
Michael Heiss. You said Michael Heiss. Here I am.
Oh, hi, Michael Heiss. And also, Jonathan Markowitz is a member of this committee.
Right. This is his third meeting, and he is
officially
a member. So he
qualifies for membership tonight.
Yeah. Okay, so Angelina, I don't know why you weren't able to unmute, but I want you to be able to say hello, if you can.
Let me, see if I can help out. Oh no, I wouldn't be able to.
I don't know why. I'm going to ask you to unmute and see if that helps.
Okay,
there you go. You're unmuted.
Okay, good. Yeah, hi everybody.
hi, Angelina.
Hi there. And I'd like to go ahead and be considered for membership. So this would be, I guess, my first consecutive meeting. Because I was in one meeting before, but it wasn't consecutive, so.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look back and see when that is, or maybe you were on Bella's line. So, okay. I see, I think Jonathan, you have your hand raised and then we'll go ahead and get started with the rest of the meeting. Oh, you lowered your hand. Okay. All right. So I'm just renaming Jonathan there so we know who he is. And so then I'm going to go ahead and read the agenda. We have setting time certain to adjourn, approve the minutes from September 12th and October 3rd. I have elect secretary because it would be great if somebody wanted to secretary because I will be getting busy with the auction coming up. We'll see if anyone, volunteers for that. Set time and date of next meeting. So this would be, we're typically the first Monday of every month. So that would be December 5th. This meeting was, put on KPFTX for 7:30 because I mistakenly thought that we agreed to push it a half hour at the last meeting. But when I was preparing the minutes, I actually realized that we decided that we wanted to keep this at a 7 o'clock meeting. At our October meeting, it came up for discussion. So I will figure that it'll be December 5th at 7 o'clock. The reason we wanted it moved is because it was overlapping with the strategic planning committee. And so that would have been an issue tonight as well. Okay, so then our usual discussion on status of fundraising initiatives with public comment interspersed. So that's phone banking, online auction, TikTok initiative, Theater West live event, theater ticket giveaway. Estate gifting, is something that has come up with Michael Heiss. So I just wanted to know whether we would touch on that. Film club, which is also something we touched on, I don't know that we've made headway. Maybe Michael Novick can bring us up to speed. And then, anything else coming up. And then under new business, we have a motion, submitted by Michael Heiss. Which is attached in the email. So, we can deal with that when we get to new business. Set times. So is there any issue with the agenda or can we go ahead and adopt that agenda?
Bella DeSoto would like to, speak. I cannot, okay. Need to raise my hand. Here we go.
Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So looking at the agenda, you asked if there were any additions or adjustments or amendments to the agenda. The motion from Michael Heiss, which I printed out, is not in order or within the purview of this committee. In fact, is for the Finance Committee. There are five items there. One is to examine the option of leasing. The other one is obtain an option opinion from legal as whether or not as an SECE.
Hey, Bella, I'll make it easier for you. Those are all suggestions for things that raise funds. This is the fundraising committee. If it bothers you that it's a motion, then let's just discuss them as items rather than go into the whole mishigas of debating
wonderful.
The agenda. Okay? You
that
win.
That sounds wonderful,
you win.
Michael Heiss? Michael?
Yes.
Michael Heiss, it sounds wonderful. Because I was going to propose that we take them individually.
Whatever floats your boat.
I take issue with this commentary coming from Michael Heiss. Because
no good deed goes unpunished. I won't say anything more. I'm just trying to raise some fundraising ideas.
Michael, I appreciate you submitting things that are good talking points in general. I appreciate you doing that. I don't know whether I would say taking each item separately would be good because maybe some of it is better, especially since being on the finance committee, some items came up there today in email, so it might be better addressed there, but we can.
You're the chair. Do it the way you see fit, and I will resubmit this for Wednesday's finance committee meeting, of which I am also a member. So,
okay. Doug, Bella, do you still have your hand up?
Yes. I would like for us to read each one of these items, line items. There are five of them from Michael Heiss, and that we make a decision in this committee whether or not even the IGM can address any of them. So they're not to be wasted. You know, this is very good information. And some of this has been vented through other committees. So I am not seeking argument. I'm simply stating that in a form of a motion is not appropriate for this committee.
Okay.
Right. So what I just suggested.
Madam Chair.
Well, hold on, Bella.
I have been interrupted by Michael Heiss and yourself.
Well, I didn't recognize
you
to speak again. Bella, I'll just be honest. I didn't recognize you to speak again. So what I'd like to say is my ruling is that let's go ahead and deal with this when we get, we're already half hour into this meeting. Okay. And we haven't even started on anything. So the odds of us getting to new business is pretty low. So I don't want to spend any time going back and forth. Let's deal with it when we get there and we'll determine which items are part of this committee. That's what I'd like to do. Is there any objection? Okay. No objection. Great. So we set the time certain. Oh, no, we're going to set the time certain to adjourn. So we have 8:00 right now. We definitely need an hour. So I'm going to say 9:15. And then if we need longer and people are okay with it, then we'll go longer. Is there any objection to 9:15? Okay, great. Approve minutes from 9:12 and 10:03. Does anybody have any issue with either of those minutes, or can we approve them and change them later if there's something that needs to be done? They were actually pretty simple to do.
Approve both minutes, Madam Chair. Bella.
Motion to approve. Okay. Any objection? Okay, we have two people that have joined us. We have Sue Cohen-Johnson. Do you want to acknowledge your presence as a member? I saw you on mute, but I can't hear you. I don't know whether you're on via phone and video Zoom, like two different call-ins. but your video is unmuted. So you should be able to just say present on your video. Okay, Sue. Well, I'm going to keep going, and when you can speak, I'm not sure. You may not even be hearing me because it doesn't look like you're trying to speak. Oh, apparently computer won't. I'll call in also. Okay, great. And then the other, another number that joined us is 2173, ending phone number ending in 2173. Do you want to state your name, or are you? If it's fine, if you don't want to. But you would need to unmute. Okay. Well, if you find that you want to unmute and state your name for the record, so that we have your attendance, that would be great. We do have public comment interspersed as we go through. So, okay. So we set the time and date of the next meeting. And discussion status of various fundraising initiatives. So we usually start with phone banking. There's no news there from my end. I did go before our October meeting, and I did some phone banking of elapsed members, and we discussed at our last meeting how we'd like to see if we could do some Spanish speaking. Sue, Sue, can you speak? I can hear your mic open.
You can?
I can.
Can you hear me?
Okay, great.
Oh, what
happened? Okay, terrific. But I might ask you to mute though too, because I think there's a TV on in the background. So,
point of order, Chair. This is Jonathan.
Okay, go ahead, Jonathan. Did you want to say something, or were you just saying you were here?
I'm sorry. I accidentally remuted. I think that Sue Cohen-Johnson, if you turn down your computer audio, you won't get that echo. Thank you.
Okay. So, I reached out to Terry Guy at the station to find out if there could be Spanish-speaking list that could get generated. Angelina, Bella has told us that you would be interested in doing some phone banking there. Michael, maybe you can comment on any of this, because I know you have your fingers on all the any fundraising initiatives right now. So if you feel like At one point you had said that it's not as important to have phone banking done with staff there as it used to be. So like if Angelina has times that are available, do you want that coordinated? I know that King is coming on as a volunteer coordinator, I believe. So maybe that is something that we funnel through him to schedule, or do you want to comment on that?
Well, I asked, I don't know, Rose Mary Alessandro to also serve as a co-coordinator for volunteers.
I cannot hear Michael.
Should I lean in? I said I asked Rose Mary Alessandro to be a co-coordinator on volunteers along with King Riley, and she agreed. So the two of them will have access to a volunteer at kpfk.org account that was set up. What I was saying is that we could arrange for coverage, not that that nobody has to be there. When the fund drive was happening, there were several stations set up. There were a few volunteers, and I covered calls, and a couple of other people did, and Terry Guy did a lot of it, and other calls went to other staff members who were there. But it's set up so that, if you access the allegiance, through the setup that was put in effect, you can enter.
I can barely understand what Michael is saying.
Okay, Bella, I feel like he's talking as loud as he can.
Yeah, I can hear him fine. So it's something with your audio, Bella.
Okay. Okay.
Raise my microphone. I don't know what else to do.
Right. I can hear you. It's, you know. So okay. I think what you were saying is that, you still do need staff to be overseeing any of that. And so, that's
well,
fine.
What I was saying is I did go in during the fund drive. I showed the, Spanish language programming collective people who were there the first week, you know, how to, answer the calls coming in and to enter the data. And so for calling out, we want to enter the data that, you know, there's a possibility, I could be there or other, you know, if it's during the Spanish language programming, there'll be people there. They were taking the calls when the fund drive was happening. So I don't see why calling out would be that much different, but I can check on it. I don't know that there's anything in the database that indicates that the person who's speaking primarily is Spanish language, primary speaker. So I'll have to check on that if there's some way to pull out of the database. People sometimes pledge for Spanish language premiums. It doesn't mean that they only speak Spanish, so I don't know. I'll check further. I don't think Terry was there today. I didn't see him. He may have been there in and out, and I missed him.
I wrote him a very specific email about it. So once we hear back about that, Angelina, you can email, if you can see in the chat.
Surnames doesn't work. I'm sorry. Sue Cohen put in the chat surnames, but many people have Spanish surnames who are not Spanish speakers at all, or not necessarily even of Hispanic heritage, so.
That's right.
So it's still a question on whether we can isolate the Spanish speakers into a list for you. So, we're still working on that, but what would be great is if you could email, volunteer. I mean, I'll get King your information. Her information, King, is on the email thread. From this meeting. So, you know, you obviously have that. But also any volunteers that anybody thinks about or anybody who's interested, can go ahead and you can give out this email now, which is volunteer@kpfk.org. Phone number 2173. There's some noise coming from your line. I don't think you were able to identify yourself before, but I'm wondering if you can mute.
Yes, I will mute. It says, I identify myself. It's Dan McCrory.
Oh, hi, Dan. Okay, great. Hi. Yeah, if you could mute, there's a car noise or something like that. Okay, great. Michael Heiss, you wanted to make a comment?
Yeah, I just have a question for Michael. Now that the phone systems, thank you very much, whoever fixed it finally, is working, is it possible that during the Spanish language block in the evening, that the phone room could be open with one or two people who are Spanish speakers? Does the phone system now allow you, if the Spanish language program say, you know, call whatever this number and press whatever the number you press is, and they'd be connected to somebody in the phone room who is a Spanish speaker?
Yes, and what I said was actually during this past fund drive, the phones were working as far as the donation line. The phones that were not working were the ones that actually are answered in master control. So during the fund drive, the whole first week, I was in every night with the Spanish language programmers and showed them, you know, it's not that complicated, how to log onto the phone, how to log into the computers that had the, you know, the setup to enter data, and they were taking some calls. And we'll continue that going
terrific
forward.
Terrific, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different with outgoing calls, you know what I mean? So, you know, you're given for instance, I was given a list of about 100 emails or 100 phone numbers. And I was leaving messages as well as, so when somebody didn't pick up, but it does remind me, Michael, that I wanted to check with Terry about the outgoing number showing KPFK.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's not that I don't think that was happening from my particular line I was using, and that I think might have made the difference between some people picking up. So I'll be sure to remind him again of that. Bella, your hand is up. Did you want to make a comment?
I want to make sure that what you just made a point of, Janine, is very critical. When KPFK is calling someone and it does not show that it's coming from KPFK, that is a very significant issue. So that is very important. Last night, the Spanish language programmers held a Zoom meeting, and one of their issues was still today, the line, the incoming calls that they are not able to connect to. And this continues to be an issue. And by the way, this has affected the fundraising capacity of KPFK for the Spanish language programmers across the evening time block. And
may I reiterate again, I didn't hear that complaint being raised.
I am speaking.
Go ahead.
I am speaking. The last time I checked. Thank you, Michael Novick. Then I also heard complaints from other folks. But the thing is this, that if we cannot finalize the cleaning up of this phone system, continues to plague us, and this is a major issue, then getting to the, you know, the historic volunteers at kpfk.org. I know that that email did not work for many years.
Okay. You're coming up on
Bella,
time.
May I speak, please?
So how active is this email, and who is minding this email?
Okay, Bella, you did not hear what I said. I'll repeat it. Rosemary Elizondo and King Riley were both given access to volunteer at kpfk.org, and they are monitoring it when it comes in.
Okay.
I reiterate again that during the first week of the fund drive, I was in every night with the Spanish language programmers and showed them how to answer the phones and how to use the program to take calls during the Spanish language programming. I was there four different nights to illustrate that to people, and there were people every night who went through the training and were able to take calls. What happened after the first four nights, I don't know. If there's anybody who complained, have them call me, and the next time we have a fun drive, I'll do it again. But we did actually do that. The phones are working. They're working in the phone room, and they're working to take calls in the newsroom.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Lawrence, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I was at that meeting last night with the Spanish language programmers, and they were not complaining about the phones. What they were complaining about was not being able to have the space to answer the phones, and that a lot of the calls were being picked up by that service. So but I did not hear, you know, anything Bella heard. I did not hear that, and I was facilitating the meeting, and that did not come up. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lawrence. So I don't really have any. I'm going to lower your hand. Oh, good, thank you. So I don't really have anything else to say about the phone banking, except that if you have time to donate, to donate to the station then, or anybody you know, because I know that, you know, we're kind of doing a wider net right now to try to get volunteers. One thing that I was trying to do, King, and we can talk about this separately, is I was trying to fill two shifts on each of the weekend days. I mean, assuming we had the people to do this. And there is a script, so I can facilitate, you know, if you get volunteers, then, you know, either you can manage that, or you can head them my way knowing that they're interested in phone banking. But basically the goal, the what would be ideal is two shifts on Saturday, two shifts on Sunday, and then one shift on an evening during the week. It's just hard to get everybody on at the same time. So, weekends, there's not really a staff person that would normally be there if there isn't a fund drive going on. But on the flip side, it's the best time to be able to reach people for a phone call, from the station. So it's kind of a catch-22. So the thing is, if we did get a lot of volunteers interested in phone banking and we can corral them into one or two of those slots, then having a staff person there is a lot easier because we're not having them show up multiple times when they're not normally there. So I'm sure we can talk more about that unless you have more questions now. I do have a script, but the script is only for right now elapsed members. So I can forward that. It's up on Google too, so anybody can take a look at it if they like. All right, so I'm going to move on to, I skipped over elect secretary because I don't think we really have anybody right now that would want to volunteer to be secretary, but I'm just looking out for myself because I think this next month it's going to be very busy, but if the members can be patient with me on the minutes, if that's turns into an issue next month, then I won't press for a secretary right now. Is there anybody that would like to volunteer to be a secretary for this committee? I didn't think so. That's okay. I completely understand. All right. Well, I am trying to work myself up to it. Oh, Sue, thank you. That's very sweet. Okay, so now I'm moving on to the next initiative, which is online auction. So Michael and I have been looking at Bidding Owl, and I forwarded in the thread for this meeting. I went ahead and forwarded Bidding Owl. I can show it to you guys if you like on the call. For those of you that are on video, I can do a share screen. Hold on. So Bidding Owl, its main page sort of looks like this, but you can, if I go to the featured auctions, which is what somebody would normally do, you can choose various different auctions, and I'm looking for some input, I would love to get a team together. Mary Catherine has expressed interest. I know that in helping with the online auction. There's also Alicia who is with Alicia Vargas has said that she'd like to help as well. So she's from the station. Jonathan, your hand is raised. And does that mean you're volunteering?
No, I just wanted to get on the stack on this subject.
Okay, great. So let me just kind of get through the explaining here. Mary Catherine, Alicia, I don't know if anybody on this committee, so yes, I would love to get a team about four or five to take a look at it, or, I mean to work on it with me. I do have a proposal. And that's actually, I'm realizing that I should have probably forwarded that too. And I'm just going to look it up right now, and show it to you guys because it does have, I did sort of come up with some potential items. This is just a very vague list of items that, you know, whether it's artwork or books or cameras or whatever, and what I think we could maybe get in the time frame that we have, and what it might bring to us. So, you know, with 200 items, we could possibly get over 10 grand for the station before, and the idea is that this would be a holiday, a holiday auction. And then, I'm just going to go and show you the proposal, that I did, that I submitted to Michael and the executive director. The reason I'm showing this to you, and I don't, is it big enough? I could try to make it larger, but there's some action items that are, needed, and, you know, mostly kind of coming up with a statement that we would use to make calls to potential donors. There would have to be carts. Michael helps a lot with that kind of writing or whatever, but like to take the burden off of him to sort of prepare things. There were some legal questions I got answered today, like how much is really can be written off? Is it the value, the market value? So we'd have to prove the market value of an item. So there's a lot of like homework to be done. And then I also itemized team positions. There's like an outreach coordinator, somebody that would maybe keep a Google spreadsheet of who we've reached out to, what their response was. Did they say yes? Did we get the items? You know, what are the items worth? You know, like just kind of track everything. There's donor. I'm just going to get through some of this proposal stuff and then I'll take the hands. Then there's communicating with the donors, and then there's writing a description of the item for the website. And there's a little bit of the technical coordination, which is there's not so much website design with this. I've already done a test page, but uploading photos and descriptions and just getting everything onto the website. And then there's also somebody that would need to make sure that we got the items in our possession and they got distributed properly from the station, because I really think the station's going to be like the holding area for it. And then the last thing I want to talk about, and then we can have discussion, is I did a potential timeline. So this week is really about logistics and figuring out all our legalities and technical stuff with the website. Then we would have 2 weeks of outreach for donations. So through the end of November would be that outreach to whether it's theaters, whether it's restaurants, all that kind of stuff. So 2 weeks of that. And that's why a team of 4 or 5 would be great. We could kind of take pieces of the puzzle and one person's doing all the restaurants or one person's doing theaters or artwork or whatever. Then we would have a week to upload everything to the site. I mean, we could be doing that while we're also making the calls, the outreach, but I'm just allowing for a week. And then there would be 10 days of the auction. And these dates, if you look, I'm looking at the very bottom here where I isolated the timeline. Those 10 days are actually, I found out from Michael, overlap with a December fund drive that's going to be going on. So it could be a very, very busy time, but it also means that everybody that's pitching the station can also tell people about the auction. And then the last phase is after the auction is over, is closed, then we have delivery of the item. So Hanukkah starts, I think, on the 18th. Kwanzaa, Christmas, all that. So the idea is that the week before Christmas could be where people are picking up if any of these items purchased would be for a holiday gift. So it's a very, very tight timeline. And that's why I feel like, you know, 4 or 5, dedicated part-time, volunteers would be the best to be able to pull it off really well. Okay, so I'm gonna, I don't know whether I want to just, I can show you one more thing. This is a sample radio. this is an ongoing, I don't know whether you guys can see this. This is an ongoing auction here for a Mendocino County radio station. So if you look at all the items, I'm just giving you a little sample. You know, they have a gift box. They have, I don't really like this. If it's photography, you would think that they would have the item up there. There's crafts, homemade items. There is a restaurant. None of these have really been bid on, so I think the trying to get people to the page is going to be, it might be a new site anyway. But I, if you look at the homepage, it actually has, you know, I want to figure out what we want on here to entice people or whatever. So, and then also hopefully Michael would be sending out a mass email to the membership. So, I'm going to go off of the screen share and I'm going to go ahead and take questions. Jonathan, your hand's up.
Well, yeah, I just, there must be a number of other, these types of free. I like the idea of the free thing. However, if nobody knows about it on the internet, then I suppose you got to figure out which one or which ones. Maybe the issue is, that there has to be a little bit more comprehensive, assessment of these different services, unless you already know. And then the other thing is, the idea of a free service is pretty cool. Although if nobody's going there, then obviously it would definitely be worth paying whatever fee.
Can you silence?
Yeah, I just muted Sue. I had to mute you, but I see your hand up and so we'll get to you. Go ahead, Jonathan. I actually have a response, but I don't know whether I think I just picked
that
example.
I was just saying that, that it's, you know, obviously I didn't think about this. If there are some sites that are well established and they have huge traffic or relatively much larger traffic, then it's worth the fee. However, we don't have any money to pay for fees up front. So I don't know the way it's configured, but, I think that this would work well. I mean, potentially. The question, of course, is will the listeners know about it? Obviously, you want to do this during Fund Drive, but if this proposal is that this would be ongoing all the time, regardless of whether the station is in Fund Drive, I assume. So, but as far as the donations, where would the donations be collected, or where would they be? You know, would they first be brought to the station or to some sort of storage facility before you could put these things up for auction, et cetera, et cetera? Thanks.
Well, to answer your one question, like, you're right. I'm taking a look to see if we can find an example of, one of the auctions that is doing well. Like this one. Okay, so here we go. This auction looks like it's got some bids going on various things. So if you wanted to look this up yourself, it's the AFC, the Association of Florida Colleges Foundation. So that looks like it's a little more successful. I might just be picking ones that just got up there. But it's a valid concern. No, we didn't have money for and bidding for good, which was the other one that was that we were considering. I'm going to move ahead and call on Ruth.
Yeah, thank you. If everybody on this call is familiar with this thing, then great. There's other people that aren't familiar, then maybe the thing can be explained. If not, then maybe somebody could volunteer to do a tutorial on me, because I'm not clear on this at all.
That's number one. But the second thing I was going to say is this the kind of thing where if I have, you know, extra copy machines or whatever that I can donate them to be auctioned? I'm just unclear on the whole concept. This is the first time I've ever heard about it. I admit I'm Neanderthal. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to remember the first part of your question.
I'm not clear on the concept of how this works.
Right. Well, first of all, Bidding Owl is available if I get a team together, which I hope I do, by Thursday or Friday. They're available for like a morning. They said any morning is probably best for them because they're in, Idaho or something like that. So, we could do a half hour training or whatever, you know, like, and have a Zoom call with them and they can walk us through. I've already started a test page. I don't really want to go there because it's not, I don't want anyone looking for it right now, but, and it doesn't have any items up, but it's got our emblem. And so, in theory, if there were, we could get walked through the logistics of how to post an item or whatever. But yes, there's, like Mary Catherine today talked about how some of our programmers have items that are signed by musicians or posters or whatever. So once we start to get the word out, you know, that's why on the organizational end, you know, it could be, those items were, I mean, we can do services, you know, we can do, restaurants, we can do, items, antiques, tickets, events, you know, and so that whole outreach is, I see it as we have like four or five people, you know, I'll take theaters and restaurants. Somebody else will take photography and, you know what I mean? And we'll just try to dig as much as we can with a form outreach email that we can send, appealing to them and see what they're willing to donate. It can also be individuals, you know, that has, I don't know. I mean, I guess we could do like lawnmowers or, you know, newish items. So that's the way I see that working. Do you have a follow-up question or should I go to Michael Heiss?
Oh, well, I'll catch on, I guess, as people move along and say things. Thank you.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm doing it too, but you know, Michael threw me in the pot. So I'm just going to try to figure it out before I get cooked.
Which Michael?
Michael Novick. Okay, go ahead, Michael Heiss.
Thanks. Thanks, Janine. I just participated in one of these for a local organization. And having done that, I'd like to make some suggestions and comments. The first one is, does this site allow for a direct link? So if we say go to whatever the link is, it'll take it to the KPFK page rather than somebody and you got to find it and that doesn't work. You're shaking your head, so I presume that means yes.
Yes, as I understand it, you can go directly to our page with a link.
Perfect. Okay, then the next one, I heard what Dr. Ruth said, and I presume that clearly, unless it's some collectible thing, that these would all be new items. It's not for, you know, this isn't a garage sale. The other thing is, I did look while you had, were describing it at some of the things that were on that link that you sent, and I would strongly recommend that anything that's donated be put up on the site with a minimum bid. And the example that I'll give is for the other organization, actually two of them, where I donated some products from one of my clients. I insisted that it have a minimum bid because if it's a $500 item, it doesn't look good for the donor to have somebody buy it for $25. And I think that the donors for more expensive items should be given the option of setting a reserve to protect the integrity of their own product. So take that for what it's worth. Then the final thing is the pickup versus ship. And I see, you know, Sue in the 6-8 weeks for, you know, premiums. And I get that, but I would think that one of the responsibilities of whoever it is that gets enlisted in this is they've got to assemble and ship the things out, because clearly you don't want that. But for the product that I think I would be able to arrange for a donation is a subwoofer, an audiophile subwoofer. It's a $329 retail thing, and it weighs about 30 pounds. I think that for certain items, it doesn't make sense to ship them to the station and then to have the station ship them out, because the donor incurs the shipping too, and KPFK absorbs the shipping out. So as I did in the last one of these things I did, I made an arrangement with the, you know, with the organization. I said, you know, as long as somebody beats the reserve price, send me the address and I will arrange for the hat to have the item shipped directly to the winner, from the manufacturer. You don't want things being shipped and back and forth and wear and tear. It's just that for many items, if it's not just an envelope with a gift certificate kind of thing, it doesn't make sense to ship them and then reship them.
I'm glad you're the first person that it's good that we have someone that has been the donor of the item that's in the mix. Because I don't have that. So for instance, I brought up today, and I'll get to you, Sue, cause you're next. But I brought up today, I personally would like to have everything at the station that's going to be donated, because I don't want to run into something where we've auctioned it and something happens, we don't end up getting it. It's a bad reflection on us. So for me, I would rather have a volunteer pick something up. I also think that there's some exceptions, like what you're talking about, something that's extremely heavy, that we're not going to want to ship. I mean,
you don't want the donor to pay $50 to ship it to the station and then the station to pay $50 to ship it out. And my response to your very valid question, if I may apologize for interrupting, is you need to trust who the donor is. I mean, you know, I would hope that we wouldn't get involved with somebody that's going to scam you. If I say I'm going to donate this thing, I'm going to tell you who it's coming from, and I'll make sure that it gets donated, and I would hope that anyone else in a similar situation would do the same.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I also think that on our, you know, if we have a little bit of a training with them, I do want to understand how the shipping costs, you know, how do we figure in the shipping costs when in the auction? So whatever, I'm sure they'll tell us how to do that. I mean, for the one shipping that we would have, but I totally get what you're saying. It's, you know, I mean more like, I don't know, like even artwork, you know, maybe somebody would change their mind and, you know, I mean, something like that would happen. So I'm already talking to Michael about maybe having a template agreement.
Okay.
Sorry, Bella, we can hear you. You're not muted. Anyway, listen, great questions. I'd almost encourage you to kind of participate a little bit in the team so that you can be bringing this stuff up, especially if we have some sort of training with the company. I don't want to spend too much more on this. Ruth and Jonathan, you still have your hands up. I don't know whether that's for a reason, because then we can move on a little more, because we're already at 8:40. Sue Cohen-Johnson, though, your hand's up, and I know you haven't spoken on this.
Okay. Thank you, gifts take 6 to 8 weeks. You have to be really careful when you're offering things fairly soon before Christmas because they assume they can give them as gifts for Christmas. And, it's extremely unlikely that they really can unless you have it way ahead of time. And it's fair market value, not market value, but fair market value. And that's an official IRS term with a lot of definitions. And their definitions are very long and complex and hard to nail down. We have to do this for our thank you gifts also. And it's a royal pain. Their definitions are very ambiguous. Thanks.
So, Stephanie forwarded me, I'm looking for the, oh, I'm gonna mute you. Stephanie forwarded me some wording today, and I do feel like we're going to need to come up with like a one sheet of these types of things so that even the donors that have questions about it, we can just send what, you know, what the protocol is or what we're allowed to do and not allowed to do. I had really thought that, most of our donors of items would be local and that we could go pick things up, whether they're tickets or artwork or whatever. They could either drop them off or in certain circumstances, maybe we could get them picked up and brought to the station. So really the only thing that would be sent out is after. And really, I would say that if they want it by Christmas or if they want it by the holidays, then they need to pick it up because we can't guarantee shipping. So that, I mean, I think that that would be fair and, to the people, like if they really want to give it as a gift, then they would, go through that extra effort. I don't know whether your hand is still up. Sue, did you want to say something else? Okay. Okay, so if there's any more questions about this, so I'm going to go ahead and set, if you're interested in this, joining this team, please let me know. I already know that Mary Catherine is, and King, I'll probably connect with him tomorrow and see if he or any of the people that he's got that might be interested in this particular team because this team has to move very quickly, like in the next 3 weeks. So I imagine that we will be having, morning calls like 2 or 3 times a week in order to be able to move forward. So, and the first thing that I would schedule would probably be like Thursday or Friday of this week. So, but I also think that, you know, it's going to be really interesting. It's going to be great to outreach to companies and eventually Michael would like to do an online store, have something like this available as a website that can be where people shop for stuff all the time, like to go get a deal on a case of wine or whatever, you know, so working out the kinks, is a good idea. Michael Heiss, John, yes. is your hand up again or?
Yeah, I have a quick question.
Okay, so let's go with Michael Heiss and then Jonathan and then we'll move on to the next item.
Yeah, thanks. I will make this quick. You did mention, in the copy in the website that you sent the link to BAI. Is this going to be done jointly with them? Because that induces another issue of if their people can dream up, you know, donations of things that are of interest to listeners of both stations. That is what blows up this idea of having it at the station. So it would be great if both stations could participate. Listeners for both stations could bid on stuff from both sides. But you've really got to collect. I mean, I have my opinion. Nothing new there. But I think the issue of where things are and how they get from wherever they are
to the winning bidder is something that requires discussion that you don't have time for.
Well, I will say, let me comment on WBAI real quick. Rosalie, I forgot Rosalie's last name, but she's with WBAI. She was interested in fact, we came up with that proposal together. But once I got to that timeline at the bottom and she saw how quickly everything had to go, she said that she just really didn't want, she didn't feel comfortable. And so I, okay. And I understand, I'm not necessarily that comfortable either, but Michael knows I'm going to do the best I can and we're, the team's going to do the best that we can. And if we can only raise a certain amount of money, then we figured out the kinks for the spring auction or whatever, you know.
Some is better than none.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've got payroll issues, you know, but that means that, I believe that we have to figure we're on our own. It's not to say that other people from WBAI didn't say, oh, well, maybe Rosalie was, you know, there might be some interest and you're right in that I should maybe make sure that I solicit the other and let them know that we're moving forward. I've been a little hesitant until I knew who my volunteers were because I can't do it by myself. I'll lose my marbles. And so I've been sort of holding back, but I think we are kind of gathering the people that we need. And so then I can maybe get the word out, Michael. I can make sure that the GM knows or, you know, the various people. There's a fundraising committee at WBAI as well. And let them know I'm doing it. And if they're interested, you know, it'd be great if each of the stations could get 10 grand of their own money in for the holidays. You know what I mean? So, but it does need somebody who's going to concentrate on it. Okay, Jonathan, and then we're going to move on to the next item because we're at about 25 minutes left. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Okay, question then comment. This idea of having stuff sort of in a store as opposed to an auction, is that Michael Heiss's or Michael Novick's idea?
It's Michael Heiss's. I mean, Michael
okay,
Novick's.
Okay, then let me just make a comment about
it. No, it's
this.
Michael Novick's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I think this is a really good idea. In fact, I almost think it's a better idea than the auction for a couple of reasons. I'm not diminishing the possibilities of the auction. I'm just thinking that it might be much less labor intensive in every way, because if you have donations, the station can decide which donations are more likely to sell and which might just be forwarded to a thrift store, for example, or a charity. Because obviously we don't want to have to store stuff that we don't think is sellable. Of course, you never know what people are going to buy. If you've ever been in thrift stores, a lot of thrift store people like to buy stuff that they never use or whatever. So my point is that this might be a really good thing, you know, because people take a lot of stuff to thrift stores, you know, and charities without having, you know what I mean, without worrying about whether they're going to put up something. Obviously, if the station puts up the stuff that's given to them as an auction, you know, maybe you'd be able to raise more money on a particular item. But if you just price the item for what you think you can get for it, you know, so it sells quick, that way the money comes in, people donate the stuff. It's the only problem, of course, is where to store it all, because you'll just have an onslaught of stuff, without a doubt. In that case with a store. So that's my thought on it. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I think we wanted to try to get some additional donations by the end of the year. And that's why the auction would, you know, it's a time sensitive type thing. And that's, I think, why we have a platform that we can use to do the store. It's just that there's no deadline then, you know? I'll let Michael respond because he knows about the platform, but we also have something in the chat that you might want to respond to, Michael, which is just, you know, it competes with the fundraising drive. And I don't know whether that's a concern, but you're muted if you wanted to respond, Michael. I don't know. But Jonathan, if you still have your hand up, if you want to take that down.
You know, the fundraisers are asking people for cash. And I think a lot of people are tapped out for cash. They might have something they want to donate, either goods or services. Somebody might offer something like, you know, a massage a month or something like that, that, you know, they'll donate as a service that people would bid on. I think there are a lot of possibilities with the auction beyond the store. The store idea had to do with, you know, if we're constantly, you know, having guests on talking about their books or their music, that we could sell the books and the music. It wasn't so much things that people are donating as current, you know, new product that we would just, you know, be retailers for. Because the fund drive is currently constituted as tapped out. You know, if we, if a good day of the fund drive is $6,000, which it is, you know, we've exhausted the on-air fund drive model with the current audience and the current programming and the current economy. So we have to find other ways to bring money in.
Yeah, so Michael Heiss says, I presume this would be all new items running. Well, I mean, it's really, there is a category of antiques, collectibles, right. Are you typing or do you want to say something, Michael, instead of typing? And then I'm going to move on.
Okay, thanks, Janine. I'm sorry. collectibles and things and antiques are different. As opposed to going to the Salvation Army or the Cancer Society thrift store, or I got a call today from, you know, Hands for the Blind, and we collect stuff and we give it to them and it goes to a thrift store. You don't want to put that stuff in something that's associated with the station. That's different than a collectible, or a, right. Whatever. Sorry.
Okay. So new or like new, right?
Or
so
or collectible. Or antique.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So I'm going to go on and to the next item, which is, and we have 20 minutes left, TikTok initiative. So this was all just part of just trying to promote the station and fundraising. Like if we promoted it and also had a fundraising mechanism on some social media, it's except that, you know, we don't really have anybody who knows how to do that. So there was Rodrigo in with the Houston station, but I hear that he's extremely busy, and so he was going to do some training for us. So what's happened is that I have like 5 schools that I have started to reach out to for interns. And I didn't get to it today, but I'm basically posting our, intern marketing, social media internship. And hopefully we get a team of some sort. And, you know, the commitment would be at least for this semester into next semester would be great. If they could even just set us up and, you know, get some sort of, activity going with it. It would not only be marketing, but it could also, you know, in reality, it could also be a donation button. Like, let's say there were short media clips and that sort of thing of each of the stations. So, there's various things that Rodrigo advised us of that will be helpful. Like if each of the programmers have their own social media, then we create a master list so that we know that we can tag various different of the individual sites for the programs so that we can kind of create more of a network that's supporting one another on social media. So this is just all to say that there's headway happening there, and hopefully we have some names in a couple of weeks. Any other discussion about that? Or go ahead, Michael.
So one of the other email addresses I set up for internal use was socialmedia@kpfk.org, and I asked the various programmers and board members also to send us what platforms they're on and use and how they're using it. I don't think we've gotten all that much response. I'm going to try again. I had high hopes that Yautul Orozco was going to be a coordinator of that, but he hasn't had a lot of time, and he's having a baby. I mean, not he himself, but he and his partner are, have a child due in December, early December. So I think I'll have to find somebody else, really, who can do that coordination aspect.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll get back to Rodrigo Bravo and see what he can.
I mean, even if there was a point person, so let's say we did get either an intern or a younger volunteer that feels comfortable in that arena, yeah. Like if they can just be our point person and learn from him, mm-hmm. you know, how to do it or whatever, you know, so helmet basically, and then look to other people that are busy to, just inform them how to do it. So, but it's certainly something that we want to keep tracking. Theater West live event. So the 20th was left open for us, but it's also the day of the LSV meeting. Theater West has expressed interest. We brought this up at the last meeting, has expressed interest in kind of collaborating and allowing us to have events at their facility, at their venue. And so we're trying to, except they're just packed with holiday events right now. So there was really only one date that they had on the weekend that we could use for an event. And it was the 20th of November. And that is also the day of the LSV, which we just realized recently. I believe they're still holding the date for us. And my reaction is that, well, the LSB only goes until 2 or 3. Maybe there could still be an evening event there. So Jonathan has his hand up. We'll go to Jonathan.
What is the date and where is the location of this place? Those are two questions. Then I have a comment.
Okay, Theater West is just like a couple of blocks, I guess you would say east of the station, on the same side of the street. And it can probably take about 100 people seated unless you were going to be very COVID conscious, which might bring you down to more like around 60 people seating.
And you're thinking of this as a fundraising event?
Yeah. So one of the things I was talking about is possibly, and King kind of, he is familiar with he's met the manager. This is all Bella, like, Mikkel last year reached out to the theater when he was GM.
Just ask you a couple of more questions?
All right.
Did you say that it is the capacity is 60 seats total?
I'm estimating. Yes. If that's if you were to be COVID conscious, meaning somebody every other seat.
Okay. It's even still at 120. So you're saying that there's room seats 100 or 120?
Yeah. And one of the things King is wanting to speak as well, but one of the things I had mentioned is the 20th, like taking into consideration the date is maybe it could be something around the indigenous people, because Thanksgiving's right around the corner. But anyway, so Jonathan,
What are you suggesting would be the event? It would be held there as a fundraiser.
Yeah, it could be readings. Discussion, poetry, stuff like that. I'm not even sure, but it kind of got squashed a little bit because we realized that we had an LSB meeting there, and I'm suggesting the evening. Let me go to King and let him, go ahead, King.
It has 160 two seats. It's a theater, not a movie theater, but a theatrical theater. Right. And I think Michael Novick had some possibilities for a town hall event to introduce new programmers and programs.
Yeah, well, Bella said she was trying to do a town hall there, so I backed off that, but my idea was, because I do want to launch a number of the new programs on the 21st, that week, we have the morning, a morning strip lined up at 8 o'clock, that I would do something the night before with all of them, but I kind of stopped trying to work on that because it wasn't clear if it was conflicting with the idea of doing a town hall there. So I can go back to them, you know, and see if people are available, to do something, you know, late, kind of early evening or something, as a hybrid event. I mean, some people could come there and some people could just watch it on Zoom or something like that. We have a few other new programs besides that morning strip, that, you know, potentially we could also invite to say a little bit about what they're going to be doing. That includes Lydia Ponce's Indigenous Environmentalism Show program and Healthcare for Us program.
Okay. Bella, you had your hand up. You're muted.
I was, thank you. I was just around the world. Sorry, I had to leave you for a while there. But the 20th, which is the day that I thought there would be a town hall, a hybrid town hall event in combination with Theater West and other issues, is not going to work out. That is the day when the KPFK LSB will be meeting. And so that is out. So we are trying to find a location and that is available so that people can meet physically and meet via Zoom. And this would be the combination of a hybrid. However, with Michael Novick's assistance, technical equipment and know-how at KPFK, we should be able to also have it on air. And this is what I really think we need to do before the year is over, to hold a town hall event on the air.
Okay, Bella, so there's no, and I know we exchanged emails about this, so you don't want to do a town hall from like 3 to 6 on that Sunday?
3 to 6? No, that is the day of the KPFK LSB meeting.
I understand, but the LSB meeting would be over.
No, it is never over by 3 p.m.
Okay, that's 5 hours into the meeting. If it starts at 10 now, 10 o'clock, at 3.
Please, Janine?
Well, it's a free place, so that's
okay, fine. It has to be confirmed. It has not yet been confirmed. But I am confirming that tomorrow. So tomorrow I am going to be confirming that.
You're confirming, so you're saying
you're coming by the station tomorrow, is that right, Bella? Is that
yes, correct.
And we're gonna go over there.
Right. To Theater West.
Okay. I didn't know that visit was happening. Okay. So
I brought you over to Theater West to meet the director.
No, I understand. I didn't know that there
Michael
was.
Novick.
I thought you squashed doing the town hall there. And so because of I'm just bringing up that it's a venue we can use that night still.
Yes. If it is only available a little longer and we can have it later. Because by 3 o'clock is really the cusp when the LSB meetings end. The LSB meetings go for a long time.
Okay. Well, I guess my issue, I just didn't know you guys were going to visit it, again. I didn't, otherwise I wouldn't have brought it
Michael
up.
Michael has not, Michael Novick, I'm not going to go into this.
Okay.
Now.
You, first of all, I think you're, okay. I don't want to, I'm just going to let it go. Kim, you're kind of making some noise there if you wouldn't mind muting. So I'm going to, Michael, your hand is up, Michael Novick, but I'm going to move on and talk about, because we only have 10 minutes left. Theater ticket giveaway was an idea that Bruce Grief came up with, but I think that this is all kind of now folding into our auction because it was very similar. To get something similar to David Rosenberg's show where he gives away theater tickets. So that might be something that we can do on the auction. Estate giving or gifting. This is something where I don't know what Michael King, I'm going to, yeah, are you planning on saying something, King? Because you're off mute. We're actually hear you, so I don't know whether you wanted to speak.
There may be a 2 p.m. Theatrical performance there that day.
On the 20th?
On Sunday, the 20th.
Okay, well, he had told us that he would hold it for us, but I haven't been in touch with him for a few weeks. So if these guys are planning on going over there tomorrow, I'm sure they'll find out. Yeah. Michael, your hand's up. Go ahead. Michael Novick.
Yeah, I assume what Michael Ice is talking about is, you know, plan giving. We had a previous discussion. I have been looking at freewill.com, which is, you know, something that works with nonprofits to offer it as a benefit to members that they could access freewill.com to write their will. And in the process, there, you know, it encourages them to think about including bequests for nonprofits, presumably the one that connected them with freewill.com. And it's, there's another agency connected with them that, you know, has further information about trying to organize a more extensive, plan giving campaign. We also talked some with Stephen Kaiser, I think, on maybe the National Development Task Force call, who has fairly knowledgeable about, you know, various things like, qualified charitable distributions from, IRAs and like that, which a lot of our people are, you know, in the age group to have to start doing that. And, so we're looking into that and we'll try to develop, I'm trying to put together a kind of business plan and end of year fundraising plan for the station, incorporating that and, you know, Giving Tuesday and this little mini drive we want to do on the air and a bunch of other stuff to see if we can start getting some revenue streams besides, you know, just pleading with people over the radio to give us money.
Okay. So is there anything the fundraising committee can do with free will or is that something that, you know, is there anything we can help with or are you just still sort of assessing it and I'll bring it up in December again?
Okay. I was trying to follow up on it with the ED and there's so many other little pieces and things juggling around. I never got a final answer from her or did it further myself. So I'll come back to it tomorrow with her and we'll see what we can do. Some of these things make sense to be Pacifica Foundation Incorporated, they all expect to have the 501c3, tax, number. And that's Pacifica's. And it's the same for all the units. Because we're all just Pacifica doing business as. So I think if we do it, it'll probably be something that's done, you know, at all the stations.
Right. Well, I know that Steve, kind of offered up like that maybe some kind of free consulting or something like that. And then I think Beth was on the call and she said she wasn't sure, you know, that if the outreach was, or would, if it would, seem, I don't know, that publicizing doing that on the air or something like that might, not be in good taste or something like
that. KPCC does it. I've heard them. Everybody does it. You know, think about your legacy, blah, blah, blah. And, the stuff from Free Will is interesting because they say that quite a large number, particularly since the pandemic, a lot of much younger people are writing their wills. And, the longer they're in the process, the more likely they are to make bequests to, nonprofit organizations. So I think it's something we are way late on. We should have been doing this, 12 years ago when I first raised it. So we'll get to it quickly.
Okay, we have 4 minutes left, and we haven't gotten to the film club or talking about Michael Heiss's items. Can we entertain a motion for to extend 10 minutes?
Yes, Bella DeSoto extends.
Michael, you said no.
No, leave my items. No, no, I leave my items off, and let's all go home. Oh wait, we are home.
Yeah.
Okay, Bella, your hand.
If I can respond briefly, we are looking at a number of those things, including, I think you might have misunderstood. I think somebody may have said there are 16 spots in the parking lot, because that's about what there are in the existing parking lot. I'm not aware of any other parking facility with 60 spots that belongs to.
Then I may have misheard Jose Benavides on the call. I thought he said 60. He may have said 16. And I didn't catch it. So
yeah, I think
I
just
bring that up. So that item clearly is out the window.
But, as far as, I am trying to pursue the question of finding like a broker or, somebody to look into short-term rentals and, people recording their podcasting and like that. And, as long as we have the building, we should try to monetize it.
Okay, so I'm sorry, Michael, but with 2 minutes left, we either extend, do we want to extend for 5 minutes?
Is there any Bella, objection? I motion to extend 15 minutes.
Oh, I don't think
then we've 10 minutes, then 10 minutes.
We don't
minutes.
Have enough to cover 10, 15 minutes.
10 minutes? 10 minutes?
Are there any objections to 10 minutes? All we're going to be talking about is film club.
That's not 10 minutes. The film club is currently non-existent, because, I did one effort with, Richard Alanis to sort of promote a showing at, Hammer, of a restored print of the Spanish language version of Dracula that was shot at the same time on the same sets as the Bela Lugosi Dracula. But it was kind of just coming and went by very quickly, and I don't think anybody really picked up on it. And he says that in general, exhibitors aren't into the model that we used to use, which was to do, a special showing before the run of a film at, one of the theaters to have, a bunch of KPFK listeners all together in the theater to begin word of mouth. So, and in fact, Ali Lexa took the film club page off the website because the original film club, and it was just some movie reviews by Richard. I do want to try to start. I'm trying to work on a redesign of the website, but it's a little backburnered. So
okay,
I got permission from the people who host the site to give us a site in which we can play around with. And my idea there was to have a very easy navigation when you first got on of, arts and literature, health and spirituality, public affairs, Copa Africana, Espanol, a couple of other things. And you click on it, it would take you to a separate page with all the shows and all the programs in that sphere. And that would have been a place to put the film club back in under the arts and literature, along with the theater stuff and poetry and other things. So that's going to happen eventually, but it's not happening very quickly because there are too many other moving parts in terms of programming and fundraising right now.
Okay. So why don't we just, I have two hands up. Why don't we just clear the stack and then we can adjourn. Go ahead, Bella.
Let Jonathan go before me.
Okay, I just want to ask Michael Novick about, during the fund drives, there have been any reference or is any reference by anybody on air that we're at risk of losing the building? And, you know, to what degree do the listeners know the situation we're in here, that the National Board has already decided to sell the building? That's so, and I'm just concerned that, you know, even though I don't disagree with your assessment that listeners are, quote, tapped out, you know, I'm actually not listening to the fund drives. I give my money and then I don't even pay attention to what's going on until they get back to regular programming. That's my point. The other point I want to make is that it's just insane to sell this building in this situation. I think a lot of the East Coast people, like I've told Jim Dingaman many times, that he doesn't understand the situation here. It costs so much more money to reestablish all of these needs in locations, and maybe not. But, you know, to me, the building it's built like a tank. I think it survived major earthquake. I mean, you know, you don't see buildings like this very often, and it does have its own parking lot, although it is rather small. But I just think it's important to hold on to it. I think it's going to cost way, way more money in the long run, even in the short run. So, I don't know what the solution is for the lack of funds to pay off, especially these long overdue bills. So, at this point, other than doing, you know, a massive fundraiser, as I've been saying, simulcast. Very difficult to produce, though. It's very labor intensive. Thank you.
Thanks, Jonathan. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, just to close, I just got off from this meeting to be on KPFK. I read the resolution from 10/27/22 from the PMB to sell our building, our property. I also read our the resolution that we adopted this Sunday in English, everything in English. Then I spoke in Spanish and English. So it's already on the archives. I hope that more and more people are speaking about this. We must inform the listeners what is going on. This is political. Folks, very political at this very stage when we have an IGM who is pro bono, who is working to help us shift the gears. And so this is very critical. Thank you. I'm sorry I had to leave, but I had to be on air. Thank you.
Okay, Jonathan, I don't know whether your hand came back up again, but we cleared the stack. We should really adjourn. Okay, great. Thank you, everyone. And I'll see
you. Thank you, Janine.
I'll see you on the 5th. Please be sure to email me if you're interested in helping with the auction. And King, you and I can connect tomorrow.